Hi, this is Javon. This recording is designed to enable and empower you to transform any unwanted habit or addiction into a more desirable behavior. You may wish to quit smoking or any other drug or alcohol dependency. Perhaps you'd like to reduce or eliminate your sugar intake, or stop nail biting, or end a gambling addiction. Possibly, you may be addicted to being appreciated, to getting attention, or to always being right, or to your work, or to an unfulfilling relationship. You may be addicted to negative emotions that satisfy some unconscious needs. One definition of an addiction is an inability to control reoccurring behaviors or emotions. As human beings, it's easy to become habitually orientated in order to avoid facing life as it is. Unfortunately, the problems that we aim to suppress become even more agonizing until we're able to come to terms with ourselves in those particular contexts. The good news is that people naturally end most addictions. Your very listening to this CD means that you have already taken the first step towards self-mastery. You recognize that you have at least one habit that you want to drop, and now this process has already begun. I suggest listening to the CD for one habit or addiction that you would like to drop at a time. Listening only once can transform your habit significantly. And if need be, you can listen to the CD multiple times for one habit until it's something of the past. Make sure to have a pen and paper handy. While listening to this track, you may want to pause the CD sometimes to allow yourself more time to consider what has been suggested before carrying on. For best results, make sure to have headphones on, and on no account should you listen to the following while driving or operating machinery. When narcotics relieve pain, or cocaine produces a feeling of exhilaration, or when alcohol or gambling creates a sense of power, or when shopping or eating indicates to people that they are cared for, it is that feeling to which the person becomes addicted. Now consider what you may be addicted to. What feeling does this substance or behavior provide you with? And now consider at least three healthy and desirable alternative behaviors that can provide you with that same feeling, and write these down. You may pause the CD here until you're ready to continue. Usually, one's response to some significant emotional event in our lives is the cause of any addiction. You may recall a first event with a strong emotional charge that is the root cause of your addiction. And remember that in a way that is comfortable for you now. If you can't recall such an event, then take a moment and think back to the very first time you did what has now become your habit. Given the understanding that everyone does the best they can with the resources available to them at the time, what can you discover now about that previous event which hadn't occurred to you then? With your current level of awareness and life experiences, what would you have decided or done differently in that previous situation? If you could communicate to your younger self who initiated what has become your habit, how would you now, as your older, wiser self, coach your younger self with loving kindness to think and respond differently? Go ahead and imagine sharing this wisdom with your younger self now. Next, you can silently ask your younger self what he or she needs. And then, in your own way, go ahead and provide your younger self with this until you sense fulfillment. Now, in a way that seems comfortable, bring your detached younger self back into your body so that he or she can live and grow inside you, in the light of your current resourcefulness, and return to wholeness. And as your unconscious mind considers how it would like to integrate this information, so that you can begin to enjoy that feeling which you desire through effortless new behaviors, you are now ready to make yourself comfortable. Just close your eyes and allow yourself to enjoy the therapeutic guided relaxation on the following track to completely transform that old habit.